Most of the nation's more than 5,500 indoor theaters have been closed since mid-March. Some movie producers have released early summer hits directly to streaming services. But with a little gas in the tank, you can still have a night out at a movie. Troy Oppie reports.
In the late 1950s, the number of drive-in theaters peaked at nearly 4,500. That's the era depicted in the 1970s hit Grease, where John Travolta makes his move on Olivia Newton-John.
You think I'm gonna stay here with you in this sin wagon? You can take this piece of tin?
Sandy, you just can't walk out of a drive-in!
Spoiler alert, she did. Driving about 45 miles past still-sprouting farmland, hop trellises, and plenty of cows, you can get to one of Idaho's six remaining drive-in theaters. There are only 305 left nationwide.
Hi there, how's it going? How many we got?
Two adults and two kids.
Susan Haheim is the third-generation owner of the Motorview Drive-In in Parma, which goes back to 1953. The technology is different today, but the layout hasn't changed much, including sloped-up parking spots.
Have a great time. Trucks park on ramps with yellow poles.
And the legendary original popcorn machine hasn't cooled down a bit. Haheim opened this season April 24th, about a month later than originally planned. That first weekend, they were turning people away on the highway.
Obviously, a great start with all the people wanting to get out of their houses and do something a little bit normal.
The theater has made some changes, limiting the concessions menu to packaged candy and food, and shifting customer interactions outside. Ryan and April, who didn't give last names, came over from Boise for a date, keeping warm in sleeping bags and blankets in the back of a pickup.
We both love movies, and I think it's really fun to come out here and do this, especially when you can be far apart from other people and kind of have your own space.
The Parma View can fit about 200 cars, Haheim says. You can stay in your car the whole time, unless you need to use the restroom or get food. Drive-ins across the country have been seeing higher than normal crowds as people look for activities they can do safely. But it might not stay that way. Many summer blockbusters have been delayed or released early direct to streaming platforms. That worries Haheim because those movies drive attendance.
We'll survive and we'll just be excited for when things get back to normal and we have to decide which big movie to bring in because we can't play them all.
Double features run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights in Parma. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.